In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good and master of life, come dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to look at the texts that the Church uses to celebrate the John the Baptist in this day Mass. We had a vigil yesterday with other texts. Today, we look at these texts. The theme throughout this series of texts is adumbrated in a very beautiful way by the first text. It's the chronology of how Israel was prepared to give birth to the Messiah. And you could call this period preparing Israel. And it begins when there is an Israel. Now, there's not exactly an Israel, but they are the sons of Abraham. And therefore, this begins this action of God within human history in this way. It begins with the call of Abraham. And while dating is difficult, because they don't calculate time the way we do, and they're more approximative sometimes, because they don't have, all the equipment, the electronic stuff that has to be, right at the dot of time. But it seems as though God began this preparation with the call of Abraham. Now, there must have been preparations to the preparation, because as far as we can tell, Abraham was called somewhere around 1760 B.C. There's a lot of history, a lot of world history before that time. But we can date, we think we can date, the approximate preparation of Israel with the call of Abraham, because Israel is the people who descend from Abraham physically. Many other people also descend, and we're all children of Abraham, the Muslims, for instance, and of course the Jews, and then ourselves. We don't have so much a physical descent from Abraham as a spiritual descent, because we're identified with the Son of Abraham, Jesus, who is also the Son of God. So, if you look at this preparation, it begins with the call of Abraham, which is about 1760. And it's very interesting because it sets a pattern. It's very illustrative of how God works with us. The text, it's going, we're already in chapter 16, 17 in the account of origins. Starts with creation and goes through many things that you can read yourself, okay? Conception of Isaac is announced in chapter 16 of the book of Genesis, starting with verse 7. Now, you remember, Abraham already had a son, Ishmael, whose mother was Hagar. And the Ishmaelites are still around. They're mostly Muslim now. Okay. So, I want to begin with them. The angel tells Hagar, "You are now pregnant and shall bear a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heeded your affliction." Shema, that root, Shema, to hear, to listen, figures in many names. Shemuel, God hears, see? And so here too, Ishmael. Then the text goes on. But that's the beginning with the conception of Isaac. And then they move on there to recount the way God is working through generation. This is very important. These are the generations of the Toledot from Yalad, or Walad. Well, Walad is actually in Arabic. The Toledot, the generations. God works through generation. God presides over generation. This is a dimension of abortion that is not really taken seriously. God has a plan. And while we can never upset the plan, we can minimize. You see, God knew that the Messiah, his incarnate son, would be born of Isaac. Therefore, of Abraham. And of course, that's the way the genealogy begins, right? Son of Abraham, son in Matthew. Son of David, son of Abraham. Those are the two great figures to whom this posterity was promised. It's very important, you see, because God governs, populates, has mercy upon, provides for the human race through generation. Someone once said, you know, I was praying to God, and I said, "Oh God, please send us saints and geniuses and statesmen to help us. We're in a mess." And the Lord said, "I did send them, and you killed them in the womb. I sent them, and you killed them." So it's very important to realize that generation, the Toledot, is very important. So that's the first basic preparation, providing a family, a clan, a nation, who were formed by 1,000 years of interaction with God. They have the Torah, they have the prophets, they have the great saints, they have the great families, where the people are being prepared. The tragedy, of course, is that when the Messiah finally comes, very few of the people are prepared. That's also part of God's providence, because that meant from the very beginning, the Messiah was for the whole world, though he is Jewish and comes to us as the result of 1,000-year providence that God worked. And so the preparation of Israel is in all of these stages. It's quite wonderful to read a history of Israel. John Bright, for instance, has a good one. You get an idea of this, you know, unfolding history, the patriarchs and the prophets, and then finally a king, David. He succeeds Saul, who was the first king. Israel wanted a king, and God said to Samuel, "Let them have their king." But Saul wasn't faithful, and therefore he was replaced by David. And David was promised that his throne would last forever, and that the promised one would be born of him. And that's why Ben David, son of David, is a messianic title. And so the preparation, therefore, was a gradual one. It took, all told 1,700 years to make this unique people who believed in only one true God, who killed people who tried to break away and worship more than one God, who were punished for their own infidelity to this God, so that there would be some still ready, willing, understanding. And all of that providence through Israel was finally encapsulated and raised to a supreme level in Mary. Mary is Israel. She is the receiver of the gift of the Messiah, promised all the way back to Abraham, really, and then certainly to David. So this anointed one is coming. Now, in all of that time, there were great mystics and who were prophets who spoke, first trying to call Israel back to fidelity to God, but announcing, And then there are these very particular places where God speaks of someone coming. The famous Emmanuel prophecy in Isaiah 7:14 and other places. I will provide this person, and then I will pour out my spirit. And on Acts, the day of Acts, the prophet Joel, the prophecy of the outpouring of the Spirit, who completes and makes active the reality and the ministry of the Messiah. And so John the Baptist, you see, is the one in whom all this preparation finally consolidates, and he announces to turn Israel back to God and be ready for the Messiah. And that's why, as I mentioned before, in a Byzantine Rite church, there are two icons on either side of the holy doors, the two in whom God's preparation reached a zenith. Mary, who's finally actually present and pregnant to them with the Messiah, and the Baptist, who is getting the people spiritually ready to give birth to the Messiah. And it took, about 1,700 years. As the world gets more and more pagan nowadays, you can see how difficult it was for Israel to remain faithful. It was so odd. And they didn't really see other people cultivated cosmic forces. Israel only obeyed God when it was truly Israel. That was the preparation.